All right. Well, how's everybody doing today? Everybody excited to be here? It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to serve Jesus. Great day to be in church. I'm so glad that you're here and excited for what the Lord's going to do this morning. Today, we have a few announcements before we get into the Word. I let you know last Sunday that we'd have a few announcements for you, some updates on some things. And so I'm going to take us all the way back to September of 2018. If you're here for the first time or if you're new, you'll be catching up and hearing this for the first time. But I just kind of want to give a full picture here. Last September, we made this declaration over this house and this people that the future is bright. We have a conviction that the future is bright for the church, and by the church, I mean the people of Niagara Worship Center, that God has a great plan for us as a body, as a family. And along with that, we announced our core belief that God's blessing and his best will for us is that we be a debt-free church. And so we talked about our debt that we have and initiated this campaign called The Future is Bright, leading us up until September of 2019. And so what we announced was this: the debt on our church that we have at the time last September was $425,000. By this coming September, it'll be $379,032, which is a long ways away from where we started in 2001 when there was a $1.5 million addition put on with the foyer, our gymnasium and kitchen, and our second level office wing and map room. And so we've come a long way from $1.5 million all the way down to $372,000. But we believe that that number should be zero. We believe that it's God's best to live debt-free. We believe that there are blessings for those who walk in financial wisdom and steward the resources of the Lord well. And so we put this before you as a church family. Could we see in 1 year $376,000 come in and us be a debt-free church by September of 2019? And so we started down this road and through this process. And this was the picture that we painted. If you go to the next slide, you'll see we would be saving $122,000 in interest. So rather than $122,000 going to bank in interest over the next 10 years of what would be paying off our mortgage, we could have all that money go back into ministry. Who thinks that's a good idea? What that means is we would be saving $54,000 a year. Rather than going towards a mortgage, it would be going right back towards ministry. $54,000 every year that we could put right back into the work of the ministry. And so this was the picture that we painted, and we put it before you as a church. Now, when it comes to believing that God is going to provide supernaturally for finances, it always starts with sowing a seed. We believe that you need to sow a seed if you want to believe for a harvest. If you want God to bless you in return, then you've got to start by showing that you trust him, right? So what we did, not out of your giving to the debt, what we did out of our general offering is we started sowing into another church. If we want God to provide for our church, then we believe that we should give to another church. So we started sowing into Pastor Preville Opont in Haiti to see his church continue to be built. So we want to show you a little video here. This is as of last week. They're working on construction on the second level of their church. For those of you who don't know the story, Pastor Preville's church, it was newly built. And then in 2010, it got completely wiped out because of the hurricane in Haiti. And so we've been trying to help them for years but be able to resupply so that they could see this church built. They've been able to finish the first level, which is where they do school. They share that space as a church. What they want is to have the second level, which is what you see right there. This is what they want the sanctuary to be. It's going to seat, I believe it'll have a seating capacity of 600 or 700 people on this second level here. And so we've been sowing and giving finances to them to pay for all the rebar and the concrete that you see with them putting it together there, believing that if we would bless another church, that God will bless our church. This is called kingdom principles. This is how this works. And so we've been doing that. And what we've seen happen is this, and we've been updating you every month. Here's where we're at on our next slide here. So to the $376,032, we've received and had pledges for $171,000. Now, what we've received is closer to $150,000. So there's about $21,000 that if everyone's pledges come in, will be fulfilled by September of 2019. So $170,000 out of $376,000. If you go to the next slide, you'll see that $8,500. So what happened was about 3 years ago, someone in this church, without being asked about, you know, the debt or anything, they just wrote a check to help with our mortgage, $7,500. So we put that in a GIC. It's been gaining interest, so that's now worth $8,500. So we're adding that to the amount, to the 171. Now, here's what we as a board have decided that we're going to do. We're going to add $80,000 to that amount from our general offering, from our savings. So if you've been here for the last several years, you know that we've experienced growth, and with growth comes financial increase. So we have set aside in our savings resources, we're taking $80,000 and adding it to that. So if you can see my beautiful craftsmanship, you can see my writing there, right? Yeah. That's a special font. You have to pray really hard to get that. So if you add 171 plus 8,500 plus 80,000, you reach $259,812. So if you look at the last slide there, that leaves us with a balance of $116,220. So let me just give you the big picture reminder here. From 1.5 million to 116,000. That's a big deal. So here's where we're going from here. September 19th is the day that our agreement is up for renewal. We're going to have this check. If this is what happens, we're going to have a check for $259,812. We will re-sign another loan agreement for $116,220. And it would go something like this. It would take 2.75 years, making roughly payments, the same payments that we're making now. So 2.75 years, so just under 3 years, and then we would be debt-free. We would be paying $5,000 in interest instead of $122,000 in interest. That's a good deal. So if this is where we're at, with all the thing that's come in, once the pledges, if everyone fulfills their pledges, and this is where we end up, we are going to end up with a debt of $116,000 on September the 19th. Or, come on, just go with me on this a little bit, okay? Or, come on, folks, 54 days. Now, listen, we're not handing out more pledge cards at the end of service. We're not taking up another offering. We're not. All that I'm going to do right now in the next 60 seconds is paint a picture, okay? 116,000. Let me tell you how many families have participated in contributing to this. 112 families. 112 families, 116,000. 112 families, 116,000. Let's say there's four families who maybe haven't given yet. 116 families, 116,000. Who's real good at math? Just go with me, okay? I'm just painting a picture. If every family gave $1,000, we would be debt-free. Now, I know you're going, Pastor Tim, that's easier said than done, because people have already given. People have already been giving and giving and giving, and might I add, sacrificially giving. People, you know, those of you who have given sacrificially. And I know that. And everyone's resources and availability is different. And so those who have given, you know, lower numerical amounts does not mean it's a lower sacrifice for them. Remember Jesus honoring the widow with two mites. So it's not a matter of big numbers versus small numbers. But let me just take a moment to say this. This happened within the last few weeks. I saw this report. I got a report with all the numbers printed off. And it's just a list of numbers that how much has been given. One household or one family or one individual, whoever they are, has given $18,500 to this. Extravagant generosity, okay? So I'm so grateful. And if nothing else happens, we'll re-sign a debt for 2.75 years. But here's what's on my heart. Ready? Or if every family could give $1,000, we'll be debt-free. 54 days. So here's what I'm doing. I'm just painting you a picture, and I'm just going to see what God does. And once we get, you know, I'm going to be away for a few weeks. Once I'm back at the end of August, we're going to start giving weekly updates because it's important to know as well, after September the 19th, you cannot contribute to the debt. So if you're thinking, well, you know, if you could wait till October, whatever, I could give then, we will be signing a fixed loan. You cannot make additional payments on it. Once we re-sign September 15th, you cannot give to the debt. So we have 54 days. But I just happen to believe we serve a God for whom he can do a lot in 54 days. Amen? So that's announcement number one. Now, if you're here for the first time, you're getting a real inside scoop here. This is a little family time here. One more announcement is this. I'll take you back 3 years to this one, okay? So 3 years ago, September 2016, we made an announcement that we were moving to two services. We had one service at 10 o'clock. We had about 190 people in the room. We got about 200 seats. And it was feeling tight, feeling crammed. We moved to two services in order to make room for growth. We went in one Sunday from 190 to 267 people. In one Sunday, just going to two services, we had another 70-some-odd people come out. And since then, we've continued to grow. Last Sunday, we were around 300 people between our two services. So it's been about 3 years now. If you look at our 915 service, anyone ever been to the 915 service? Okay. There's some room. There's some room to grow, right? You look at our 11 o'clock service. Everybody can look around right now. Okay, we still have some chairs, bearing in mind that the kids were here and then they dismissed, right? We still have some room. Last Sunday, by me looking out quickly, it seems last week we were fuller than what we are right now. But the 11 o'clock service, often if you walk in, if you're a family of five, family of six, I mean, we're scrambling to find a seat for you. So the 11 o'clock service is tight. And so that's a good problem, right? So here's our situation. Most of our first-time guests, most of our newcomers are coming to the 11 o'clock service where we don't have many seats. So the challenge is, where do we go from here? Is it time for a third service? And the answer is no. Because we got lots of room at the first service, right? So here's what we need from you. Here's my ask of you. We need to see about 35 to 45 people transition to the early service. If we can see both of our services at around 150 people, rather than, so last Sunday was this, 117 at our first service, 205 at our second, okay? 100, 200, that's kind of what we do every Sunday. So if we could see 150 at each service, both services have room to grow. We can continue to grow before we start adding additional services and adding additional work. And so that's our ask of you. We need some of you fine 11 o'clock folks to come just a little bit earlier on a Sunday morning. But here's what we're going to do for you, okay? So here's the announcement. We're changing our service times. As of September the 8th, we're going to have two services, 9:30 and 11:15, okay? Not that earth-shattering of a change. It's 15 minutes we're talking about here, right? So 15 minutes, we're just moving it a little bit later, but here's the hope. 9:30 sounds a little bit more attractive maybe, right? Like it's not quite 9, you know, 9:15 is just so close to 9 o'clock, isn't it? But 9:30, you go, I could do that. I could make that happen. 11 o'clock, when it becomes 11:15, it becomes, oh, that's really close to lunch. I don't know if, I mean, I already get hungry in the 11 o'clock service. How hungry am I going to be in the 11:15 service? And we're not getting out till like 12:45, right? So we're kind of trying to manipulate you a little bit. No. So we think this will help, okay? We think that it'll help. But in addition to just, we don't want to just change the services. We want to tell you why we're changing the service times. And if we could find, like, if there's 12 families, 15 families that could commit to just doing the 9:30 service for, like, a year, that would help us a lot. So, we excited to continue growing as a church, reaching people, changing lives? So this is where we're going. September the 8th, we're making the change. All right? So that's that.